We are chilling and waiting for the numbers to stabilize, guys. Hopefully everybody can hear me all right. Famous last words. I am currently coming to you from lovely lake house in Michigan, the same lake house in Michigan that I was at in October. And back in October, the puppies decided to interrupt my lovely relaxation and my girlfriend's lovely relaxation by dropping, what, like four fucking keep stars in a row in NPC Delph. So it's a very different environment to be back here and just kind of chilling and smoking some weed and doing nothing in particular. And yeah, so different vibe than last time. But once things stabilize here, we will go ahead and begin. For the Michiganders, I'm up in up past Traverse City in Lake Leelanau around Sutton's Bay in Leland. There's a question here right off the bat about are we going to be talking about the two init guys helping neutrals attack goons in Pakfa? No, because in my trip in Michigan, I've not been informed of the two guys who are doing a thing in fucking Pakfa. But no, I have no idea. We'll deal with something else. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get started here. How do we begin? How do we begin? How do we begin? The biggest thing here is after more than a year of getting up on a fireside and screaming at the top of my lungs and having a bunch of war stuff, it is very easy to slide into policy discussions and this, that, the other thing, and whether we need to be, when do you mine the Merkoxid? And it is very easy for everyone to forget that these people are going to be coming after us again. It's very easy to just sort of go back to doing the thing. For those of you that even remember peacetime before the war. And I don't like it. I just don't like it. One of the things that I have learned about this game from playing it way too long over the years is that it is much more like a 4X game at the macro level. Like if you're sitting in the big chair or you're an alliance leader or something like that, and you're doing the macro level Eve, it's less like Homeworld, and it's a lot more like Master of Orion or Galactic Civilizations or Stellaris, which is my current jam, or whatever. The big picture stuff, and this matters particularly as we are, quote, transitioning to peacetime, unquote, which we're not. We need to do a shitload of work because right now we are in a situation strategically that is very advantageous to us. But I want people to have the correct mindset as we go through the next few weeks, the next month or so, as we're doing this thing. Where we are right now as an entity on, dudes on a map. We've got our fucking space empire. The bad guys have their space empires. The bad guys are running the fuck away from us. We are killing them. We're finishing up the last of sweeping our space. High fives all around. Now what? Well, the thing is this. Now there is a galactic level race to unfuck our economies as fast as we possibly can. So if you've ever played a 4X game and gotten even remotely good at it, you know that in a situation where you start, you want to snowball as fast as you can, right? Now, technically speaking, you'd say EVE Online has been around for 15 fucking years or 18 years now, whatever, time's a fucking blur, and that it's not a fresh start. But functionally speaking, this is sort of like the aftermath of World War II. All of the economies of our enemies have been devastated by us and by CCP and by their own incompetence. And when I say their own incompetence, one of the reasons why we were able to win this war and why we are about to bust even more ass to make sure that we win the next few is that we play every aspect of this video game. We do not turn up our noses at various parts of the video game that might result in our people getting more value, in better strategy, and better anything. And that was revealed in the war, where they had more dudes than us and they had more fleets than us. But on every other aspect of the video game EVE Online, besides just pure military power, we ran rings around them. And in fact, our military guys were better, our troops were better, you were better at F2ing. And so even though we had less forces, they were higher quality because we had devoted our society to realizing from the very beginning that every 5 to 10 years, the puppies will get together and say, there are no goons, goodbye, blah, 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 and do their thing. So I really want people to understand as we're going into this, that this is not the war to end all wars, like whatever. The puppies still fucking hate all of you, and they're still mad that you're here listening to this. It's just that we beat the living shit out of them. And so now they're hoping that we're gonna go back to normal and everything's gonna be peachy fucking keen, and goons will go back to crabbing and blah 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 blah. And that ain't happening. However, before we can start raining hell at a bigger scale on some of the bad guys, we really have got to focus on something that I don't normally talk about too much on Firesides, but because we are at the early game, like essentially there's a massive reset in terms of the great powers, and we came out the other side stronger than they did. But essentially what we need to do here is collectively focus, not on individual wealth, not on individual anything, because again, it's tribe and, you know, fully automated lecture, gay space communism, you guys know the deal by now. But we have got to get our econ up and running as hard and as fast as possible, because the bad guys are not. Now, while we're doing this, of course, we have, I'm going to start saying join SIGs and squads a lot. And I'm going to have to talk about pre-war Firesides a little bit to explain the joke for everyone. So before I go into the strategic crabbing and the necessity of getting our things up, I want to explain to everybody who wasn't around before the war what I mean when I start saying, hey guys, SIGs and squads. It was after the Doom Clock war update that I finally realized that our enemies literally get the vast bulk of their intelligence about us on these Firesides and on the meta show. And so when we went to the north and to the northwest, what it was probably 2017, 2018, I don't even fucking remember, when we got the tribute Fortizars from Sword Dragon and destroyed Deadco, we began with SIGs and squads. Big Bill the boss and crew went up to ROIR, and there was this long period of harassment and fucking with puppies in a very deniable way. Because the way that we like to do things is, instead of herfing blurfs and screaming from rooftops and saying we're gonna go do the thing, you know, at a time like this, some people want to get some blood on their hands, and some people want to break rocks and hang out with their friends and smoke weed and mine and work on the econ stuff, and that's great. So going forward on these Firesides, you're gonna hear me say things like nudge, nudge, wink, wink, join SIGs and squads, and that's your hint that like we're up to something, but we're not gonna say it on a Fireside. Because the bad guys literally, like, if I put in a war update, they immediately go, oh, well, they're doing this Doom Clock thing, you know, whatever, then we'll do this too, and we'll focus on it. I should have never posted that fucking thing. And as the war went on and we realized how shit their spy agencies were compared to the Black Hand, we did realize that their network sucked. So when you hear me say, like, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, join SIGs and squads, essentially what I'm saying is there is PvP available. There are things that we are doing to knife twist the fucking puppies, but I don't necessarily want to say it on a meta show and a Fireside, particularly the really neat stuff. Like, if you were at SummerSwarm, you heard me flouncing around spurging about how I was excited about a thing. Well, we're not going to talk about that on a Fireside, but I will tell you guys, join SIGs and squads. We got a lot of interesting things going on. If you want to do some stuff, you're going to be able to find out from your friends what it is. But that's the deal with this. When you hear that nudge, nudge, wink, wink, join SIGs and squads thing, let me take a look at Jabber here for a second. Okay, so questions about leaks. I'm in Michigan, and all of my wonderful things that I could leak to you guys are on my PC at home. And I do think we're getting to the point where we can start doing some fun log dumps, but I don't want to commit to a certain date to that, and I can't get you guys that until I get home and look over things. One of the other things to keep in mind about once you make a decision to leak things is you have to sanitize those logs, because we have a vast and successful spy agency, and you want to make absolutely certain that you don't just accidentally reveal some sort of piece of intelligence. So because we're not fucking amateurs when it comes to this stuff, there is a degree of system and process and just sort of IC adulting that we have to go through before we can drop all that stuff. But we do have a lot of good shit, and I want to get it in front of all of you as soon as is reasonably and intelligently possible. So don't worry, that is going to happen. It's just going to be a question of when, and after we've dotted our I's, crossed our T's, and made sure that there's nothing that would burn our assets in the things we're interested in releasing. So I hope you guys understand. After pretty much every major war we have ever had, you guys know that there is a big reveal. In the Great War, we were able to basically snow Deanna Bollock into publishing all of the Band of Brothers forums that we ourselves had not yet scraped. After the Casino War, We had the Boson Dubstep Skype archive, which is actually still available to read in Heldom to this day. So we do know that you guys want the good stuff. We have the good stuff. We just need to make sure that we don't burn the people that helped get us the good stuff when we reveal that to you guys. So the only reason why we haven't dumped that stuff out for you guys is because we have to make sure that our spies and assets are secure. So thank you for bearing with. I appreciate that. I get a lot of questions about that because you guys know I got the goods. I got the goods. I want to give you the goods, but you know, we have to adult about it. When will the Dino War Bonds be paid off? Will they ever be paid off? The interesting thing about the test situation is I don't think anybody really knows exactly how fucked they are. I don't think they know how fucked they are. We don't know how fucked we can make them. They're in a complicated situation because just getting to Outer Passage, they're only just now starting to turn up there in like this last week. Join SIGs and squads. This is a great opportunity for me to make a reference about, you know what? We've had a long war and some people might not want to do more war. But if in general you are interested in doing military things that might possibly be aimed at fucking the puppies over, I'm not going to tell you what exactly is happening or where, but you can join some SIGs and fucking squads about it because there are things that are happening in SIGs and squads. So I invite you to do this. I think that actually it was really kind of funny because if I remember correctly, this might not be accurate, but I think I herfed the nudge, nudge, wink, wink, join SIGs and squads stuff right up until practically the point that that Deadco fell apart and had to pay us this faction, those 40 faction Fortizars that make up the tribute sphere. So if you respond to the Horn of Gundor, if you don't remember a peacetime fireside where I was peacetime saying that this is how we massage it. This is how we hint to you that there's stuff going on that we're not going to be able to tell you about. And it is in SIGs and squads. And there's a bunch of them. They're all doing interesting things. So please do get involved. So here's a question here. Is the pandemic horde audit still a thing? If yes, how is it going? I had forgotten about that completely. And I'd forgotten about it completely because we were gearing up to audit pandemic horde. And then Pro God Legend and Elf Boy and the rest of them decided to just shit their pants and die in front of the entire galaxy. And then we have actually, this is a good segue. Thank you for that question, Romeo Golf. So one of the things I wanted to say today was I wanted to give a shout out to the Kremlin, who are our corp directors, sub directors, corp leaders, CEOs, stuff like that, for their just being relatively chill in the last couple of weeks. We enjoyed a situation of catastrophic success here because we had plans for about 2 months more of the whole Regunquista thing. I had a plan for the Regunquista. It was supposed to be like two fucking months of going from the rice fields to the Regunquista, and we were probably going to have we're going to take our space back under fire, and gradually we would grind them down, and we had a whole thing. And we knew that as the Regunquista got underway, we were going to have to determine a whole bunch of policy shit about once we get to this next phase, we wanted to sort out our military and realize that at any given constellation, you have X, Y, and Z set up of optimized military citadels. Because one of the challenges we had in this war was once the bad guys came to town, we realized, wow, we really shouldn't have let people just put citadels down willy-nilly because a lot of the good grids and good placements that we would have wanted to have, the whole Fortress Delve thing, had crab stars or just random ass crap strewed about the place. So our plan from a managing the Empire perspective was that we would have time to plan out all of these what goes where are we doing next, like the sort of the Marshall Plan rebuilding shit in a month or two. And instead, what happened was, of course, August 3rd, August 4th, whenever it was, Pro God Legend gave the order to start, or I think he just did himself, started yanking the test keep stars in the middle of that op, and then the entire thing flew apart. And the reason why I wanted to give the Kremlin and crew and everyone a shout out for their being, sort of forbearance with us is essentially we charged out of the trenches expecting to fucking stab these guys and have a fight to the goddamn death. And then they either gave up, ran away, imploded, killed themselves, killed each other, tried to sell us their guns, some sort of analogy of not actually fighting us goes here, and ran the fuck away. And then we immediately had to force march everybody for a couple weeks to purge our space and heal Mother Delve, and thank fuck all of us got it done, because the fact that we were able to clear that out, there's still a few more things to do. If you see structure kills ops, I need you to go on them, because this is where we start rebuilding our economy. But we knew we were going to have a much more efficient centralized system that was a response to all of the errors that were exposed when the invasion came. And we knew that we wanted to do it right. So this is where you're getting things like the Goonfleet economic zones. This is where you're getting things like now you're starting to see citadels going down and stuff like that. But essentially, the pubbies imploded so hard and so fast that we didn't have, we knew we had a plan to have a plan, and we had a plan to have a plan on a timeline. But you know, there was no point for us to be figuring out tax policy or citadel locations and stuff when we were in a fight to the death and the pubbies were next door to us in T5ZI. So basically what happened here is while we were force marching everybody to burn all the shit down as fast as possible, we have also been trying to figure out and optimize the next empire blueprint as fast as possible. Because again, think of it like the start of a civilization game. Think of it like the start of a Stellaris game. Everybody has been reset or nuked back to the Stone Age, is depending upon how badly we fucked up the pubbies or they fucked up themselves. And what we want to do is still what I'm calling the whole awaken the empire, become the crisis thing. The pubbies will always come for us. This isn't like, oh, we're going to do this, whatever. They're pissed that they didn't get to ruin us. They will be back. We are preparing immediately for the next war. We are preparing to become the crisis. We are going to make sure that we can have as much strategic and military and economic power as a collective as we can, so that we can strangle these fucks in the crib as they're trying to rebuild to come at us. So our job is to make sure that we can, in this early phase of this next month is fucking critical in terms of getting people crabbing, getting people, line members, corporations, everything, you know, finding a way to make sure that your wallets are getting full. Help each other out with this, because it's not like, oh, we're going back to peacetime and it's every man for himself. We have got to create a military economy, not just because of the war, but because CCP fucking ruined a whole bunch of the normal production system, right? It didn't really matter for us during the war because we planned around using stockpiles, because we're going to be at war for a fucking year. You don't expect to be able to produce new things while you're under fire. So we sort of distributed all of our actually, I don't want to go into details about what we did. There's no reason for me to say that on the far side. The point is, we need to be able to have our shit together, to have the citadels where we want them. We need salvage. We need PI. We need, actually, I'm going to tag somebody who's more of an adult in about this later on the fireside to talk about what we need. But the point is, we got to get this engine going as hard and as fast as we can so we can start shitting out capital ships again, because CCP has made it extremely difficult to make capital ships. And from a strategic perspective, it is sort of silly for us to swing them around, which I absolutely want to and intend to do as soon as possible, before we can replace our losses by building them. Right now, the entire galaxy is basically running off of stockpiles. Good news, we won the war. We've got big stockpiles. Bad news, nobody knows how to make new ones yet. I mean, you can, but the P1 PI requirements just to do basics of cap ship stuff is just ridiculous. So essentially, I want to go to war and murder and revenge mode, because that's me. And in order to get there, we need to have an organized, centralized understanding that we are not simply making personal money here to do whatever, is that we collectively need to make sure that we have a more powerful economy, a more organized economy, a more organized military footprint in each constellation that we have, because the more defensive and the more effective the rebuilt sort of Goonswarm and Imperium Space Empire 4.0 or whatever the fuck we are at this point is optimized such that we can commence wreaking havoc as soon as possible. And we are already wreaking some havoc. Like I said earlier, join SIGs and squads. You're not going to hear details about that, but you should join some SIGs and squads. Find out from your friends how we are fucking with puppies, or find new ways to fuck with puppies. There's some stuff, which I can't talk about. Okay, let me talk about some of these other things here and check my notes. It's a reasonable question here. Can we get an update on SIGs and squads page on the forum? Yeah, we're going to work on that. One of the things I want everybody to understand, and this is why I brought it up before, is everyone wants to help out. everyone wants to get stuck in. Everyone wants to say, how can I do more? How can I help? And when we were at SummerSwarm, I got a number of questions from corp directors saying things like, you know, what can we do? And I had to tell them, I need you to sit. I need you to just wait for fucking orders, because we have, you know, some of the best minds in the galaxy coming up with their schemes and their plans and their policy proposals. Certainly not me, right? I, you know, Kuhn Mi and his friends designed the fucking GEZs. The Kuhn Fleet Economic Zones, by the way, if we could get a link to, oh, there's already been a link from Emily a little bit earlier ago. Thank you. Of the GEZs. Now, these are important. We have built more of these. They are in the 1DQ1 constellation. And this is the level of, or this is what I'm talking about, organization and centralization and doing it right this time and like Dell 4.0 or whatever. This is an example of the kind of shit we're doing. From an economic perspective, we're having just an absolutely unapologetically optimized federalized system of like, this is how you do it, this is where you go, instead of like, you know, letting everything go willy-nilly and organic like we had sort of our Zerg creep all through fucking Delve before the war. That's all been burned down now, and so when we are rebuilding this, we're doing this in this like, this is what the smartest people in the space empire that know this topic the best have told us is the best way to do it, and that's the way we're gonna fucking do it. And so that's why, because the pubbies exploded so quickly, it would have been a huge waste of our time, and it would have been also very bad for us to have come up with like future plans for this kind of stuff when we legitimately expected to have another 2 months of fucking war fighting to take our space back in the Reconquista. And you know, the pubbies just disintegrated, and so we had to stop everything and plan. That's where we are, and I hope you guys understand what we're talking about. Apparently, the new ones are in Helm's Deep. There's going to be some questions here about PI. PI is actually not that hard. And the proof of the fact that PI is not actually that hard is that yours truly, me of all people who can barely understand the differences and the nuances of moon mining, managed to build a fucking P4 factory planet or five, right? So if I can figure out PI, you can figure out PI. You have no excuse. It's actually not bad at all. People in the back in the day, it was a fucking nightmare zone, but there's been a lot of fixes and still has this reputation. It's like, oh, you know, PI, it's a click fest. If you set it up in an appropriate way, you can actually tailor the level of micromanagement. Now, I am obviously not a micromanager. When I try to micromanage things, I usually fuck it up. And so when I did my PI system, I kept it as simple and as effort-free as my little mitten brain could handle. I was diddling with my planets like once every 4 days, and it was fine. It was perfectly fine. Actually, somebody's saying here in the channel here, and again, please say these things in Elysium, but it's an accurate comment in the Mumble channel, which is that PI is a pain to set up, but after you get it set up, it's not a big deal. And we had a number of threads on goonfleet.com that I utilized. I can't remember, it was like Stretch Meat Crotch Quakes had a really good guide, but it might have been one of the other dudes. But you know, there was just really, really good proper, here's how you do the PI, and even I can figure it out. So y'all got no excuse. Will we have organized Rourke fleets so people can mine on a regular basis? I think there's a lot of Rourke stuff happening. That's a good question. And I'm not going to say that we're not planning on doing like locust fleets or anything like that like we did before, because what happened with locust fleets is they were a tremendous burden on our FCs. One of the things that we've been working on upstairs, and it's important. So like, I might not necessarily be like, ooh, wow, I want to spend hours on like, you know, policies about this, but like, in order to get to the war and the murder and the power projection, we have to have the economic engine at home. And, you know, the pubbies blew up a lot of our stuff. We unanchored a lot of our stuff. We blew up a lot of the pubbies stuff. And so essentially, whoever is able to, like it was after World War II, whoever is able to rebuild faster is going to own the world economy for the first couple of decades. And that's the situation that we are in. And we need to make sure that we start snowballing way beyond the pubbies, because one of the reasons we were able to win this war is that we were richer beyond the pubbies, because we centralized, we organized, we networked, we did this shit. And now that the pubbies are running from us and we're saying join SIGs and squads, we need to do that again. So that is the thing. I do not want people thinking about crabbing in terms of a peacetime mindset, because I hate peace.
I absolutely hate peace. One of the reasons I want us to become the crisis is that I want to reach out and ruin these fucks as soon as we possibly can. And maybe that's join SIGs and squads. But in order to get to the ruining and the revenge, we must have economic power and assets here as fast as we can. And you guys are doing a great job. Like, I was, one of the things I wanted to say on the Fireside was that before we can do this, we need to make sure that people bring their sort of crabbing alts back into the fold. Because during the war, we spread our alts all far afield because we were getting attacked at Delve. So we all had to adjust to scarcity and the pubbies by finding ways to make ISK all around the game in all sorts of different ways. And I had a talking point to say, hey, we want to bring people back in fold and you'll please help out with this. And then it turns out I don't actually need to do that because you guys had already done it, right? You could see this flood of everybody doing it. But I want you guys thinking of this, not in terms of back to normal, not in terms of peacetime, not into that, is that we need to build a fucking wartime economy that can shit out murder and doom for our foes as fast as we can. And we need to build on that such that we can get more power faster than these other guys, begin snowballing and begin strangling them in the fucking crib. I am not done being angry about this situation, because I imagine, like a lot of you, because technically, oh well, you know, it's right after the war, and you know we're in Outer Passage, war's over, why are you mad? There's 960 of you on a fucking Fireside that I sent a ping about that included the words strategic crabbing, right? So we came out of the trenches, we want war, we want blood, we want revenge, and in order to do that, we need to build an economy here at home that can shit out as many cap ships as we want, as rapidly as possible, faster than the other guys, and begin, like I said, salting the earth, strangling them in the crib. Just as everyone must rebuild their economies as fast as possible in order to start getting ahead about the other guys, if we can get ours going, and I believe we will be able to do it because I've seen what you guys are doing and everybody's working on it, then we can begin hurting the enemy when they have not developed their economies to a point that they can resist it, right? Like, especially when they're really getting started like this. Some of the things that have been happening out in Outer Passage, join SIGs and squads. Some of the things that have been happening out in Outer Passage already are going to have a major negative effect on the foe. Why does that matter? Let me explain this, because it's obvious to me, but it's obvious to me because I play too many of these fucking games. these 4X games. If you are, let's say you're brave newbies. You move to Geminate. And as you move to Geminate, you lose 10 Fortizars right out of the gates. Or you go to fucking Outer Passage in your test, and you're trying to set down your econ. And the first fucking citadels that you put down, the first few of them get shot down. That creates a knock-on effect. They're playing catch-up right from the start. So it is super critical to rain hell on these bitches as they are trying to rebuild and get their economy going, such that we essentially have like a long-term, it's stunting their growth, right? That's what it's about. You know, I am realistic about the way that Eve and human beings work. I'm not Vili. I'm not going to say that we're going to fucking, you know, we're going to exterminate Tess, because Tess is going to be our plaything until we're done with them, which will probably be a few years. But what I will say is that the faster you're able to project power after rebuilding your economy, if you're able to ding the bad guys when they're in that early rebuilding vulnerable state, it has a much greater impact than if we let them rebuild for 3 months and everything would be fine, right? Like that is the key thing. And so we had to purge Delve as fast as we can, slam down the new version of the economy, and get ready to rain hellfire and damnation upon these fucks who have sinned against our tribe. Let me take a look at some of these questions. All right, let's take a look. A question about the TTT. I actually haven't bothered thinking or looking at that. when I get back from this trip, I'll take a look and see if there's actually anything left in the TTT wallet and what have you. That's amazing. It's interesting because there are a lot of these things that were of great focus for us until the pubbies abruptly imploded, and then we're like, shit, we've got to come up with like policies and procedures and actually figure out what the optimization for the space is. So that's where we are. I keep using the phrase rebuild the economy, but I find that almost vague. What can we do to do besides rat, mine, and PI? That's a very good question. It is a very vague statement because, like I said, I'm more on the war and murder side. Kaznir or Tuzzy, are either of you here and interested in being a little bit more specific about what we want the guys to do?
Yeah, I mean, well, it depends on who you are. Someone asked a question earlier about, like, what is your preferred F2, and that's going to depend on what you like to do in the game, right? But if you're out there looking to shoot people, you should get involved in home defense, right? If you're bored with ratting, you can be looking at stuff like exploration or running sites like escalations for people, things like this. You can go and look at putting down new Pokos with your AltCorp. We're going to open up AltCorp. We haven't even talked about that yet, but that is coming. That's not today. There's going to be some compliance work because a lot of people have missing ESIs. So there's more of this stuff coming. It just depends on what you are into. So there's a lot more content out there than just like going out and ratting or just going out and mining. There's neutrals shitting up our space constantly, right? I took the pipe in a shuttle just yesterday and there was neutrals in every system. So there's lots to do out there. The idea is to focus on making sure that the region is healthy and that people are not getting shot. And that we're making money, and it's not just about like, oh, I'm ratting so many hours a day. That's not that.
All right, awesome. Question here, what's the deal with PH and NC since they didn't have their backfields burned during the war? Isn't most of their industry intact? I understand the test is next, but wouldn't we get more EV from hitting them since they're further ahead of the ND recon curve, ND econ curve than test is? That's a very good question from Ajaxify. So one of the things about NC and Horde that we've seen over the years is that a lot of the old school Bob guys and their pets and then their sort of fellow travelers came to play Eve originally from Homeworld. And they still, in a lot of ways, play Eve like it's Homeworld, and they don't like playing the entire game. They hold their noses in the air about actually doing the whole playing anything aspect, any aspect of the game that doesn't make Headliner think that he's got a big dick, right? Basically, everything that isn't just pure military FC jock ninth grade bully bullshit, they turn their noses up at. And we discovered this during the war because, as you could see, we were a smaller group than all of them, and we ended up having more strategic assets and a bigger and better economy because in many cases the NC dot guys have been using renting as their core economy for years. Specifically with NC and Pandemic Horde and Pandemic Legion, they would even like they rent to themselves. They're just landlords. Like their understanding of the economic aspect of the video game EVE Online is very much confined to Great War era reliance on serfs and renters and shit like that. So it's true that the Horde backfields and such and the NC dot backfields were not torched like ours were, but at the same time, there's just, it's not, you know, I don't see NC dot abruptly learning how to get past landlordism. And in fact, I want them to continue to suffer being landlords as we find new and interesting ways to fuck with their renters, such as getting their renters to rise up. I actually suggest if you have joined a Sigur squad and you find yourself out there hazing renters in the Galactic Northeast to remind them, people of drones, you have nothing to lose but your chains, right? Like if we want to encourage these guys to stand up and be real fucking alliances with a spine and find a way to fight and do something interesting. I'm a little bit slower on the questions today because I'm on my laptop, so I'm like moving back and forth and looking at Elysium here. There's a question about nationalizing POCOs. There are some POCOs that have been nationalized, and that is nitty-gritty details that neither I or I actually don't think we need a whole thing about that. We have done some POCO nationalization.
I can take 60 seconds.
We do it.
One wave of POCO nationalization. If you were contacted, there was, or your Kremlin rep contacted you, there was a whole list that was like a week or two ago. There's going to be another round of nationalization sometime late in September, early in October. In the meantime, if you see a planet, go put a POCO down, set up the taxes. There's a thread on how to do that. We will come nationalize them at some point when they get profitable. Goon speed.
Yeah, so here's an example of a good question here, which I immediately lost in scroll. Fuck. Hold on a second. Okay, so Thomas Darren is saying, are you going to publish on the forums where more focus is needed, i.e. there's more hope for more cleanup or stuff like that? This is a great example of, like I said, guys, I just want you to bear with us here. We're coming out with the stuff as fast and as effectively as we can. But I have been putting the brakes on things personally because I don't want to rush to implement a policy that we're then going to have to back down or say, oh, okay, everybody can do whatever. Again, the thing about this war is that it was so long because there were so many fucking puppies and they were all a bunch of crabs in a fucking bucket that we had phases, at least I had phases and names for them, you know, the walls of Constantinople and then the defense of Terra and then the battle of the Imperial Palace, and those phases were skipped and we got rice fields and we were going to gear up for the Reconquista, which was not going to be televised. And then they just fucking blew up on the landing pad, and then it shifted immediately towards the Great Rout, and now the Purge and the Rebuild. So this is all gearing up for becoming a crisis in the Great Crusade. But and I know it's weird. I know it's weird because everybody wants to do more. Everybody wants to help out. But this is one of the situations where I appreciate that attitude. We want people helping out and stuff like that. But this is a situation where we are coming, you know, with the experts. The Kunmis, the Khazaneers, the Weaselors are coming down from the mountains with their stone tablets telling us that they have optimized whatever. And I say, that's great. We're going to do what that guy who knows what he's doing says we should do. But we got to wait for some of these guys to come down the mountain with their stone tablets so that we can then implement as Holy Writ. So I appreciate the enthusiasm. I appreciate that you guys are asking for ways that you can help out more. And that is why I'm coming here and telling you we're working on it and we're almost there.
If you want a singular task, like you literally have nothing to do and none of everything what Mittens has said so far appeals to you and you just want something to do, trigger units. There's a type of T2 salvage called simply trigger unit. I need them. As much trigger units as you can get, give them to us. Go find them in space. Go buy them in Mar. Go fly in random places in the high sec, find them on the market and buy them. I just need trigger units.
Yeah, okay, well, that's fucking... Yeah, explain that, please, Gesner.
Key off this, actually. Trigger units are interesting because they come mostly from Tech 2 Angel, Minmatar, drone salvage. We can't make them here. So this is sort of, to key off what I was saying, it happens to be a situation where if you're a person who knows how to do burners, or you're out in NPC space and curse, suddenly the thing that you are F2ing on, that there's a thing you're an expert in, is super valuable, right? What we want is for everyone to be doing a little more than just going out and ratting, just going out and mining. Figure out what you enjoy about the game. And then there's going to come a point where we're going to need trigger units or whatever it is next time. And that's when your thing is going to come in handy. That's what we're talking about here.
Excellent. Thank you. So basically, in big picture terms, there's a mad scramble for citadels across the game, right? Because everybody needs citadels. Everybody blew up tons of citadels. And so we've got to produce them. We've got to get stuff to do that. We've got to get them in the right places. It's just, it's a whole fucking process. And kind of like how I force marched everybody to purge our space and heal Mother Delve, I'm doing the exact same thing when it comes to getting G-Sol as much as they possibly can. Anything that Tuzzy needs at this point, I'm like, what do I got to do to get these guys what they need, because that is like core infrastructure. We are about 11 days before our jump bridges start going online en masse. We have beacons in a bunch of our space now, but we are going to hit SOV 3 soon, and then we're going to be really able to do some cultivation in depth. And in order to get all of these things up and running properly, we need citadels, we need trigger units, we need people setting up PI farms. Essentially, we need to create the supply chains that CCP is forcing us to create due to the scarcity stuff. And that's what we're doing. All right, that's basically it in terms of official notes. I want to take some more questions and then we're going to call this one good. So let me, if you've got other questions, throw them in Elysium at conference.gameplay.com and we will go from there. Oh, so Arindus is reminding me, we have a super cool excuse to use our super trains. And I am a big fan of The Rock, always have been. And so what we are implementing is a new, basically we're going to use an ESS Defense Fleet Doctrine using super trains for that. So that's pretty cool. We also have updates on the bounties, so you can go ahead and check the Headhunter thread. Go ahead, if you want to find out what we're going to be using rocks for, you can click on the Super Trades Fleet Doctrine that Arena's posted. Using them to defend attacks on our ESSs. Khazaneer, I can't speak knowledgeably about the ESS stuff. People are asking me questions about, are you here? Can you say something about the ESS?
Wait, what's the ESS question?
Sniper Eagle is asking, do you want to say something about reserve banks and defending them related to the rocks?
Right.
Because
I mean, that's the intent of them, right? The rocks give us the ability to hit out at some of these guys. Specifically, we've seen doctrines from incoming enemy that are using like super at range Vargers to snipe and things like this. So that it's just a convenient defense fleet. We have a lot of them. It hits hard. It's hard to mess with, right? They're going to have to bring something a little larger to actually deal with it. So that's what we're going with. That's all.
Yeah, so the meta currently with ESS is, like, Big Will the Boss, like, nuked an entire... I mean, again, this is relatively small scale. It's not like he nuked an entire fleet as in, like, 100 guys, but, like, there was a funny little bat rep from the other day where Big Will and his Varger just zonked, you know, 5 or 6 nerds that were making a run to ESS. So Vargers are, like, part of the meta, and we all have super trains, Camelots, because we built them all up to get ready to kill the puppies, and then they disintegrated. And it turns out that they are great for long-range, cheap, cost-effective defense against idiots trying to come to Fortress Delve and do anything other than die screaming. There's a question here about, can we have a Warboy doctrine for pinging defense fleets for filamenting and apocryphon, shiny, and chrome? None of them will be able to come home. That's actually not true, because you can filament back out from wherever you go into Pockfin and then bounce to a different place. There's a whole system of that. It's pretty cool. So join SIGs and squads, I would say. Join SIGs and squads if you're interested in if you're interested in wacky hijinks or something like that, I suggest that you check this out. I'm going to go ahead and call it for today. I want to thank you all for coming here and listening to us talk about strategic PvE. It is critically important because the sooner we build up our economy here, the sooner we can start strangling the economies of our enemies. Yeah, that's it. So thanks for coming, guys. I'm going to go smoke some goddamn weed and enjoy the beautiful Lake Michigan. I see some, like, swans or something out there bobbing in the waves. So I'm going to fuck off, and I will catch everybody next week. Thank you for coming.